I was trying to find Summertime. I could play that one. Big Jim's House in the garage, sitting here with our podcast here. Max Muncy, North American International Auto Show. The big news, the headline, above the fold, and everybody this morning, we were talking about it on the air. You know what we all said? Great idea, Max. Whoever came up with this should get a medal.
I hear you. Well, I can't take the credit for it. There's a big team behind the scenes here that is going to pull this off, but really monumental news and excitement coming out of Detroit today, and somebody that's attended the show for decades. So cool, and we're ready to talk about it. Let's get excited.
So can I ask, for folks who are just listening, on, what are you talking about? The auto show is going to move to the first week of June in 2020. And what's interesting to me, if you go to WCSX.com, I hope you don't mind, we shared the images and the video that you guys posted and a link as well back to the North American International Auto Show website. How long ago did this conversation start?
We have had, at least internally, a conversation over the last couple of years. I think anybody that's been to the show in January, you always wonder, why is it in January? You know, you're freezing as you're down there, and certainly that platform for us has worked well for the last 30 years since we went international. But I think as you've experienced it firsthand, Jim, and your followers have too that follow the industry, things are really changing here and how technology is integrated into vehicles and how automakers are looking at other venues of marketing their product. We really needed to move from the static displays that were inside Cobo that afforded us in January and blow out the doors and get outside. And you know, as one automaker told us, I want to get some butts in the seats. And so this will allow us to have ride and drives and activations in and around the town that I think really energize the city and give us a platform for years to come.
Well, and that's a good point, too, because anyone, I don't want to get too inside with the auto industry, but even doing press events and previews and stuff, and the way vehicles are positioned to the media alone, the days of going somewhere and they roll the car into a warehouse and crank disco music are gone. I mean, automotive reviews, like what we just did one here with the Kona, with Hyundai. We took a test drive, and I drove all day. I drove for like 6 hours. The days of just sitting there looking at a car over, and if you're a consumer, my point is it's the same way, just to what you said, Max. I want to see the car moving. I want to be able to sit in the car. I want to be outside and look at it. And what you guys are doing by moving this to June is embracing the future of what auto shows are going to be. It's no longer, like you said, just walking around a showroom. You need to engage me visually and mentally as well.
And, Jim, you hit on it there, too. You know, this is something we've been working on for a while here. And, you know, credit to our executive board and the Detroit auto dealers that put on the show, because it's really their creative thinking and entrepreneurial mindset that allowed us to pull this off. You know, they're geniuses in their own individual businesses of how they market their stuff. And when we get all these great dealers together, this is how big news can come together. And I think you're right. This will allow people a totally new way to look at the show. You know, the Detroit show has been an international leader for many, many years about the influential news coming out of the show. And now we're the first show to kind of address the shift in the industry and make a big change. So we like to lead the charge, and we want to have everybody excited and a platform for that people can talk about for years to come.
Well, you think about, too, I mean, we're talking Max Muncy here from the North American International Auto Show. In case you haven't heard the news, the auto show is moving to June in 2020, which is a huge deal here in the Motor City. And I think around the world, too, a lot of people take a note of this. But Detroit itself, 5 years ago, we could do it, but not like we can do it now. Anyone who hasn't been downtown, go drive Woodward on a Saturday night. And just look around, and you see it time and time. Every time I'm downtown, I look around going, when did that place open up? What is that place? Who is this? When did this open? What is that? I mean, there's a vibe that goes, which was always, I think, the master plan. There's a vibe that goes all the way from Cobo off Jefferson, all the way down Woodward. When you go all the way down to LCA, you're seeing all these shops, and now you're seeing it spread out through Midtown and Corktown and, you know, all the neighborhoods and stuff, too. I guess my point is, Detroit can really support on a world-class level a show like this being held during the summer because of our dining and our restaurant scene alone is amazing. We get people talking about it from all over the world.
You know, it's so great, and you're right. I mean, 5 years ago, we probably couldn't have made this announcement, and if we made it 5 years down the road, we probably would have missed our window of opportunity. And And not only for the show and what we're going to do, but you're right, the opportunity to showcase our city on an international stage. I mean, last year alone, we brought in 809,000 people. Imagine those 809,000 people now downtown in June and enjoying the Riverwalk and Campus Martius and maybe catching a concert in Hart Plaza. I mean, the opportunities are limitless for what we could take the show in June. And this is exactly the type of energy and the conversations that we want to have to keep Detroit at the forefront of the conversation, not only around the auto industry, but as an amazing downtown and city.
Oh, yeah, you figured that alone. I mean, the New York Times, if they have nothing else to write about, writes about rebirth of Detroit every month. So you're covered there.
That's right. We got it. I can check that box at least. So, no, but really, I think how we can combine all this together, and, you know, we'll kick off with the Grand Prix then that's happening downtown. We move into our show, and then really we'll look to conclude right with the Ford fireworks that happened right on our obviously gorgeous riverfront. And
yeah.
And then all the events that are in between, though. You've got Movement and River Days and Mopop and so many other great events that are happening in and around the city. And now when you add what our show will bring to the mix, it's truly going to be a monumental change downtown. And we look at this event as being unrivaled in the industry.
So, Max, one of the things I noticed in the photos, too, was you had a thing like shuttle boats going to Belle Isle. Is this all just sort of thinking outside the box, or is this something that is definitely going to be part of the equation?
It will definitely be considered as part of the equation.
Oh, okay. Very PC. Well done there.
I think, you know, as you guys and your fans, as they get on your website and look at the photo and video, and I really encourage everybody to do, because it just will give you a great visual of the opportunity and the possibilities. And I think that's what we wanted to showcase in that launch video, of where we can take this. So now it's up to the team here at the Detroit Auto Dealers Association to actually make that happen. So we have, as you probably imagine, if we didn't have enough meetings leading up to this announcement, we're going to have enough meetings in the next 2 years that will blow us away. But bring in our partners and great sponsors and brands to the show, and we really think we can pull this off and look at adding stuff like that has never been done before downtown. And that's what we're all about here, our firsts and breaking the mold.
Fantastic. Congratulations on everything. Max Muncy, public affairs director, actually, you know, oversees everything pretty much. That's what I like to say. When someone goes Max, I'm like, Max oversees all this stuff. North American International Auto Show, man.
Great theme here. Awesome, Jim. Thanks so much for the time, and I'm sure we'll be talking a lot more. Maybe, you know, now we can look at doing a podcast in a convertible in June now. I mean, as opposed to the heated seats in January. I like that transition.
Oh, and the dresses are going to be much shorter at the charity preview.
My girl, now I've got to get some better sunscreen. That's for sure. All those suits I've had over the last 2 years, I guess I can donate those to Goodwill because I won't need the wool suits anymore.
So is it true at the charity preview for the June one, I can wear jorts to that?
Well, you know, that's about as imaginative as our water taxis to Belle Isle, Jim. So, you know, I don't screen people coming in the door, but I think we'll probably set the black tie nature of it. But jorts, I'm not sure if we'll get to that level.
We're not getting that casual yet?
I'll still let you in, though, if you're allowed.
Thank you, bud. Max, here's one pitch for you before I let you go. I got one little pitch for you.
Thanks.
Here, you ready? One little quick pitch. Since you guys are thinking about, I'll start for the auto show. I want to figure out a way to pull a parade license for a cruise. And I know everybody does a cruise, whether it's on Jefferson or something like that, leading to the auto show. But here's the deal. You can only be on the street if you have a classic car or a muscle car where you celebrate that. No more minivans. You close the road off. You pull a parade license and do it that way, where it's a cruise where you can actually cruise with just other classic cars or other new muscle cars. See what I'm saying?
Is Mayor Duggan listening to this? Because I'm all for it. Let's get that meeting set up. I think even to your point, we've laughed about the heritage aspect. I mean, we could span a century of vehicles and
sure,
really showcase everything that Detroit offers. I mean, that's what's so unique about what we have here in the Motor City is this passion and heritage and connections with the love of the automobile that nobody else has.
Amen.
And it's up to us to better showcase that.
And you're doing it with this, Max. And I'm serious, man. You do that down Jefferson, you have a natural turnaround in front of Cobo, where the auto show is going to be in June, and that's your halfway point, and you cruise back up Jefferson.
Mayor Duggan, I hope you're listening. Let's get on it. I'm ready.
He normally monitors most of my phone calls. Anyway, all right.
See? There we go. I love it, Jim.
Max, thanks all the best. So we'll talk soon. Be well.